My mind, our lovely intern thinks we should come up with a competition for the U.S. Open amongst ourselves. Everybody picks a golfer, and whoever's golfer finishes nearest the top wins.
Well, and I saw something online that the midday show that the Zone is doing, and they've got people that are picking a couple of players, and whoever wins gets to go out on a free golf game with those guys. You want to do anything like that?
Nah.
Okay, narrows it down. I got my pick.
I've got mine.
It is Bubba time. Bubba wins his second major. You know what? I'm going to have to change now because you took Bubba.
Oh, you get that?
Yeah, I chose it yesterday. Maybe you weren't here when I was talking.
Oh. Well, you want me to pick somebody else?
You can pick somebody else.
I'm going to go Phil. I'm going to go Phil.
Okay.
You know what? That's right. And Phil's walking around with a disease.
No, he actually has a disease.
Yeah.
He's not walking around, quote, with one.
So he has one. Who's your pick?
I got to look now.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest with you, I think it's going to be somebody we don't know.
I think there's 20 or 30 that could win it.
Okay, aren't we still on the same streak we've had? How many, 20 majors in a row with nobody repeating?
Who's the intern taking? She should get to go first. She came up with the idea. Yeah, 15 majors
in a row. Because she's a golfer. She's the best golfer
you
here.
You can mock her.
I want to get Matt Kuchar.
Matt Kuchar. That's a good guess.
Very good guess. Let me look and see.
I'm taking my boy Tiger Woods. I'm doing Tiger Woods.
Punk.
That's a tough choice.
I wish he was here right
That's
now.
A tough choice.
Yeah, they
did he just mock?
I think it's going to be somebody that we just, again, RJ, can you check and see, or maybe Julie, since she's the golfer of the bunch, how long has it been since anybody's repeated a major, their second major?
Like any major or the U.S. Open?
No, any of the four big ones.
Tiger.
The last time it's happened where somebody's won.
Tiger. Gosh. He won two Masters.
I think we've gone 20 new or 20 different people.
14.
14. So that's what?
If you do your homework.
Three and a half years? What are you looking at the U.S.
Instead of what?
Right
wait a minute.
Do you have to use a newspaper?
Wait a minute. I want to hear this. Do his homework instead of what, Tommy?
I don't know what he's doing.
Listen, hello. We're doing radio here. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find a golfer.
You took Bubba.
I gave all y'all the first pick, so I got to find somebody.
What about the McIlroy?
No.
Yeah, he's a good golfer.
I'm tempted to pick him.
Well, pick him.
I'm rooting for Baghdad. Baghdad,
Florida. Baghdad.
Who?
Baghdad.
That's where he's from. Listen, do your homework. That's where he's from. Baghdad, huh. Florida. That's the story. Bubba Watson.
Oh.
Come on.
He's from Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky. What are you talking about?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bubba Watson's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
How you like it now, Ronnie?
Yeah.
No, I swear, he's from Kentucky.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He won the Open?
Yeah, he went to golf school down there.
But I think he lives in Florida now, though.
He's in Baghdad, Florida. That's where he lives now. That's his hometown.
But originally, he's from Kentucky.
Julie? We're trying to cause problems back
there. Wait, no. Wait. I think Basil's right. It says that he was born in Baghdad, Florida. And he resides currently in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hey, let me introduce you to this, Julie. Hold on.
Boom! Fired up.
Yeah, well, okay. You know what? I'll stick with Phil.
We're old, but we get things
You know what Bubba's real name is?
Yes.
What is it?
Gary Lester.
Gary Lester.
Well, I change it to?
Yeah, just
well, how do you change to Watson? What are you doing?
Well, his last name's Watson.
Oh, okay.
But his first name is Gary Lester Bubba Watson.
Well, you know what? If I had a name like Gary Lester, you know, like Gary Lester.
All right, you wrote all these down back there, RJ.
Hey, one of you guys need to go with Jason Duffner.
You know, I thought
you know,
about
he's
that.
He's been the hottest one. I'm going to go with him or Lee Westwood. I can't decide.
Hey, just say, let me read it. Roger, you're taking who?
Phil Mickle.
Fat Phil.
Oh, Fat Phil.
And
then,
you know what? Who do you got, Julie? Who do you have, Julie?
Matt Kuchar.
Okay, Kuchar.
Baz, you're taking Bubba.
Taking Bubba.
Bubba Gump.
And Tommy?
You're taking Tiger for sure.
I'm taking Tiger.
I will take
Westwood? Greenwood?
Yeah, I'll go Lee Westwood.
All right, there it is.
And I hate the guy.
You know, I think, isn't that who Harry took?
Did yep.
Did he?
Okay.
I can't stand the guy.
Okay. All right, yeah. And so there it is.
Phil taking John Daly next year.
If I need any of these names.
I know every one of them.
Oh, you do?
Oh.
So you're into golf?
I play at it, not good at it, though.
So who would you pick in this second major?
Probably Phil Mickelson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are picking Phil.
Well,
you know, there is a growing percentage of women trying to play some golf. So do you do it just for to get out so you can be with your man?
She could probably beat us.
Or do you? What's your purpose?
Usually it's for civic organizations.
Okay, so you just, you know, I will say this. If you're on this show, how many golf tournaments are there per year? Lord have mercy. And it's become a social and
a charitable. Do they have one at Brickfest?
They used to.
Okay.
Years ago.
Really?
Do they have a golf course in Malvern?
They have the country club, yes.
Okay.
Malvern Country Club.
All right.
Okay, they got some hills down there. I could see where that could possibly be pretty.
Hey, look, it's that time of year again, Tommy, David.
Brickfest.
Yeah, it is. Brickfest. What annual Brickfest is this?
It's the 32nd year.
32nd year, really? Okay.
Wow. And how long have you been running? You run the joint, right?
No, there's several of us that run it. There's a board.
So Malvern Mafia run the Brickfest.
Oh,
right?
I wish.
You know,
where the money is, right?
They talk about the Razorback uniforms, and they had to make a little change it with the times, and they're doing this by bringing in Pepsi, changing the times, but they won't play ASU. But I think that maybe it's time for a little change down there, and you guys, I have a song for you. Brickfest.
That's got to be your annual theme song.
It's a brick.
That is actually my theme song on my husband's cell phone.
Oh, is that right?
And my ringtone.
Get out.
It is.
It's a brick fest.
That's right, guys.
It's down in Malvern, not Perla.
That's right.
It's a brick fest.
You can work on that. You can have it. You can keep it.
All right, we'll do that.
Keep it.
Next weekend?
It is next weekend, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And we have several events going on. And one is the Baby Back Rib Contest. And we need some cookers. And all you fathers getting these grills come Sunday.
It's like it's a
challenge
average
now.
Ordinary man grill kind of deal? Or?
It's amateur. Yes, it is.
Good.
Is that Saturday? Is it 2 days next week or next weekend?
It's the contest is 1 day, Saturday only.
But Brickfest is 3 days.
Brickfest is 3 days. Okay. Thursday is basically a setup day.
Okay.
For everyone to come and set up their vendors and booths and things like that.
Well, we first learned of,
what was that guy's name?
Brickhead.
Brickhead, yeah.
Brickhead. Michael.
Well, didn't we?
Michael McKeon.
Oh, yeah.
He's still around?
He's head of the car show.
Like I say.
Yeah.
Bundy.
Didn't we learn last year that Brickfest was, how far does the brick company go back there in Malvern?
1891.
Let's just say boom right there, 1891.
I followed a truck up here on the way
What
up.
Was the name of the company?
Acme Brick.
It was Acme. Okay. Wow. Holy cow. 1891.
We have several places in Malvern.
Matter of fact, for many, many years, you couldn't live in Malvern unless you had a brick house.
I think I think some people name their kids Brick.
I'm sure
there is.
Nicknames.
There
yes.
are. There are some bricks out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have red hair, you're just doomed to have
and
it.
And what is your favorite color brick, Roger?
You know, I like charcoal.
Well, it's a good thing we're not talking about the Brickfest t-shirt.
Do you still have the brick
paint
toss?
Bricks.
Changing over like the Razorback uniform.
You still have the brick toss?
We do.
Will you throw your shoulder out of socket trying
if
to throw a brick?
If you can throw it out of socket.
Have you ever laid bricks before? You guys?
Absolutely.
Roger, look at me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
You have laid
back
brick
in the day, when I got back from Harvard, my first job, summer job, was
you,
making brick houses. What,
you making brick houses.
I laid foundation, yes.
That's complete
and
the story. When you got back from Harvard off scholarship for what?
Gymnastics.
Thank you.
Who's the most famous person coming out of Malvern?
Mr. Teeter.
You know
That's one.
Can you say Herb Tarlick?
Who?
Frank Bonner.
Bonner, that's right.
I'm not sure Teeter's not Wait, more famous.
Was Billy Bob from Malvern?
He's
Billy
from
Bob
that area.
You got
yes,
both
he
those
is.
Actors.
Keith
wow.
Trailer. Jerry Van Dyke just calls it home.
Yes.
Madre Hill.
Yeah, good football players come out of Malvern. Yes. Sure have.
Yeah, Isaac Davis.
Tommy, what is the nickname, the mascot from Malvern?
Leopards.
Very nice.
Yeah, Frank Bonner. I did not know he was from Malvern.
That's amazing. To have Billy Bob and that guy from Malvern, that's pretty impressive for a small town. What's the population? Hold on. What would you think the population of Malvern is, guys? Don't blurt yet. What would you think?
5,800.
Roger?
Oh, if I was to hazard a guess. I don't know. Let's say Hot Springs is like 35, 36. I'll say 7,000.
I'll say 45.
Oh, come on, guys. It's around 9,000. Okay. 9,000 plus.
That's bigger than I thought.
Yes.
I was close. Yeah. Well, you know what? As of 2010, it was 10,318 people.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So it's surplus.
They're growing leaps and bounds.
And are you called a Malverner? Or a Malvernite?
That's a good question. And you know what? There's another actor. What was the gentleman that passed away last year? It was in with Billy Bob and owns with the furniture store.
Rick Dial?
Rick Dial. Was he a Malvern guy?
He was.
So he had three guys, actually, although he was actually really a furniture guy until Billy Bob.
I bought my furniture from him.
Yeah, it was a sad deal.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
Name the only person on the show with no name to speak to the Malvern Chamber of Commerce.
I hope it's you.
David, I guess Basil.
I think it was Tom.
I saw that.
Boom. Really? How long ago was that?
It was last year.
Who has signed the most breast in Malvern?
Yeah.
Hey, David, what's up?
How much are you guys?
Great.
Hey, did you mention Sam Drucker dying the other day?
We sure did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I must not have been listening then, but
96 years old. 95. 95, 96.
He was old.
It was, you know what, and he was old when he played Sam Drucker, you thought.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we didn't have anybody dying in June until boom, 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 boom. Now we got five or six.
Well, Granny had the hots for Sam real bad.
She sure did. She sure did. Sam was good. Sam was just a good man.
He was a good man. He ran a good business, and it could have been in Malvern.
He did. And you know you did a lot of trading at Drucker's. You didn't have to spend cash with trading.
Played checkers, had the barrel of pickles.
Do you have a general store at Malvern?
A general store?
Yeah, just like a store that has a little bit of everything.
It's still 1800s.
Well, we still have like the Miller's Drugstore on Main Street.
Take that, Miller's Drugstore. You want to talk down to them?
They got a soda
line. Used to be a soda fountain. There is one in there. It's just hidden behind us.
I don't know. Isn't Madre Hill from Malvern?
Who?
Madre Hill.
Yes, if you'd listened earlier.
Yeah, way to go. Way to look that up about 3 hours later.
Sorry, I was looking up if there was back-to-back major winners.
He did.
Yes.
What's he doing?
It's a cleaning business.
Madre, okay. Yes. What about now? We see here, it says here on Life and Feedback, Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee's not from Malvern.
He's from the Benton Bryan area.
Yeah, he's not from Malvern, is he?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh. No, he
of course, he hadn't won a game in a while, so I don't know.
So, yeah, Keith Traylor, Madre Hill. Who is that? Didn't you have that big band playing guy that
played in the band and then went to play football?
Isaac Davis.
So you had three, and then I had a kid went down to Rice that played. Malvern's produced pretty good. And who was a longtime coach at Malvern?
Alpy.
David Alpy. He learned at the knee of one Mr. Teeter, who got his famous start on Crow Mountain. Where are we going today?
Has Roger Scott, Vaughn, be honest, have you worked out an arrangement for him to receive compensation to be at BrickFest?
I do. I'm going to have him be a judge of
the
barbecue contest.
There's money involved?
How much is that costing you?
That's going to cost him some eating.
Oh, okay. There's no money.
No, yeah. He's
probably not going to be there that day.
Yeah, he's going to be ready to fork out the money.
Well, you know, it's because I'll be sick.
All this diet talk you
My
had earlier.
My grandmother used to do that.
Is BrickFest free?
Yes, it is free.
Wow.
We have sponsors like Flateboard puts up the money, and they're our sponsor for the barbecue contest. And you have like Teeters and Summit Bank putting up the sponsorship for the car and truck show.
That's big. The car and truck show was huge. I went down there several times when back at the old place and did some remotes down there. But the car show is huge, just like you could imagine.
Where's it at? Yeah, where's it at in Malvern?
It's going to be at the City Park. It has been there for the past 2 years already.
Think how many fests there are, because we got BrickFest next week.
Everybody has
you got
a fest.
Benton Fest,
Tomato Fest.
You got Tomatoes Festival.
Log Fest.
What is it? Log Fest, yeah.
Like Sheridan has a Timber Fest.
Yeah, Timber Fest. Does Four Dice?
October Fest.
Brian has a fest. Cabot has a fest. Strawberry Fest. Tomato Fest.
I wonder if there's a record somewhere of all the fests.
I don't know. And how many of them end in an S?
Hey, Tommy, look at there. By the way, I don't know if you remember me telling you. We had several people on the Sync Metro winner, the outstanding individual or company or whatever. Donnie Furneaux was outstanding cook. Amanda Smith, Buzz Babe, who's on the hotline now, outstanding masseuse of the entire Central Arkansas.
Very good.
That's a competitive field. Congratulations, Amanda.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Wonderful. So how much money did you make for winning that award?
That I know of, not any.
It's the residual effects you get from that.
Yes, I think it just looks good on the resume, maybe.
Well, I think it would be great for you to come by and remind Tommy, Roger, and I just how good you are, and RJ.
Yeah.
I can make that happen.
You're very good.
I tell you one thing about Amanda. She loves her job. I mean, she works like, you know, she's a mom. And you like work like every day. You work like 7 days a week or something?
I work six one week and seven the next week. But I'm off 2 days a month.
And she like works all day Sunday massaging people. I mean, her clients. Wes Sutton's been going to her, getting great results. Yeah,
really? Well, Wes and I are supposed to do lunch next week. Maybe you can come with
us. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another one of my friends you've stolen from me. And then, of course, Amanda used to take care of the Razorbacks. She used to massage them back in the day when she was at U of A. So,
what's
I did.
What is the most requested part of the body to be massaged, Amanda? Is it shoulders? Is it back? Is it arms?
I think with my clientele, it's more low back, SI area. I'm more of a deep Swedish sports massage therapist.
Sure.
And a lot of my clientele are active people, and they just want their hips released and their low back.
Roger. Amanda, he's got to get his hips released really bad. He's got Larry Hagman's disease, and if he could get his hips released, it would help.
You know, I could use you to rub my feet. I could use it. It might help.
Yeah, Amanda, of all you rub people all day, all during the week, which body part just really wears you out and you stay real not excited about rubbing it?
I can't say that there's any. I love the entire anatomy. Yeah. I love it all. It's a challenge, and each person is different in where they hold in their body. And
you know, they had the Seinfeld episode on the other night about when Georgia goes to get the massage.
Yeah,
the
I saw that.
And he goes, Dad, I got a massage today. And he's like, yeah, well, what's the big deal? And he goes, well, I kind of enjoyed it. And he goes, well, you're supposed to enjoy a massage. Well, it was by a man. He said, well, that's no big deal. And he goes, I think it moved.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can't go. I can't go male massage. I gotta go female.
You know what? Why?
I just
for the George Costanza reason. That's the only reason. That's the only reason.
I would rather know Amanda's rubbing
that's
me down than you.
That's the only reason. Oh,
I'd rather have
crap.
Amanda rubbing me down than you.
You didn't mind when I did it.
What?
I'm sorry. That didn't mean to come
out. What'd you say?
You know, when it comes to a masseuse or a masseur, there's only one thing that matters, and you got to have big hands.
Would you like some bread, Jerry?
No, thanks. I'm just not hungry.
Well, then at least drink your beer.
Remember the big hands?
You can't appreciate that without seeing those big, those bad hands.
You have a little something on your face.
Oh, this was good.
She wipes it off.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're missing it. It's higher. Make a wish.
I don't want to.
Make a wish.
Okay. Didn't come true.
You know, Amanda, you don't have real muscular hands, do you, for somebody who rubs all day, or do you?
I think for a lady, I have pretty good-sized hands.
So I can't imagine if you rubbed a guy like Roger and his feet are pretty funky.
No, they're not.
When you get to the feet on some people, go, how's this guy walking? You know, how does he fit a shoe?
You never
shoe flat foot.
You never say that, Amanda?
No. If I don't like my feet, I'm in the wrong business.
You are as good as gold. You know, if you want a great massage, how can folks find you, Amanda?
I am at Massage Indy here in Midtown, Little Rock.
Think about Amanda. It's hard to get to you. I mean, you're pretty booked up a lot, right?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I'm booked.
Yeah, great, David.
A couple weeks out, but
2 weeks out.
Days I have cancellations. You know. Things come up with people, and they need to reschedule. So,
sure. Roger likes to get it when he can call and say, "I'm coming down now."
Well, yes, that's exactly right. I don't want to wait because I am a personality.
I love it. I can make arrangements for you, Roger.
Thank you, Amanda.
Well,
thank you very much.
We love you, Amanda. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
We'll see you Friday night at the Chantel birthday celebration. That's awesome that everybody voted you the winner. Very nice.
Yep.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Love y'all.
Love you, too. That's the only reason you don't want a guy touching you is because of the George Costanza
fact. You know what? I'm sorry.
I think I would be a little bit more concerned with if I was a male masseuse.
I'm not a homophobe at all.
Well, yes,
I should have a girl teach me. What do you mean?
You are, too.
You are, too.
You're afraid that you might like it. You're afraid that it might be kind of erotic.
I just like to have a girl touch me instead of a guy touch me.
So do I, but.
I'd let a guy massage me.
Sure
but
I would be.
Well, I would, too, if I had to, but if I have a choice.
Well, you're getting awful defensive about this.
So I'm just saying. Well, you know, that's a man in me coming out.
Well, that's okay.
You're screaming again. And I can tell when you're getting defensive, you start screaming.
Wow. Y'all need to look in the mirror.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Why do we need to look in the mirror? You're the homophobe.
I'm not the one asking for men.
I want a gay guy to massage me there. I want a gay masseuse. That's what
RJ.
I want. I want a gay masseuse
mark
to go ahead and massage. What's that? So what?
You just gave him a reason to holler real loud.